All right, boots and salutes this morning. We'll get right into our internet news poll question today. Will Donald Trump being sworn in as the U.S. president impact your travel plans this year? 57% of you said you weren't planning to travel this year, and 22% said they will not be traveling now that Donald Trump is in office. Have your say at CJWWRadio.com. Boots and salutes, good morning. You can start it off.
Good morning. Funny you should mention Donald Trump. That's where my salute is going. He's going to get things done. He's immediately starting to do things. One of the things he said that I'm saluting him for, he's able to deal with men or women. I think that's a proper approach to take. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big boot to Scott Moe. He should have stayed standing up with Danielle Smith and went down to Mar-a-Lago with her instead of teaming up with Team Trudeau and his little puppet Doug Ford. He's missed his chance at a good opportunity. And, oh, well, Team Trudeau's Team Trudeau. He's going to break the country. Have a lovely day.
Hi there, boots and salutes.
Hey, Ben, I would just like to say that today is a better day weather-wise. I think it was a lot colder. And I just want everybody to have a good day today. So get out there and have a good day, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Owen. Hey, boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. Mo and Trump, blah, blah, blah.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I'd like to also salute Donald Trump for being in office again. I'd like to boot your news poll question. Like, you make it sound like it's scary to go into the States. Thank you. Bye.
Hey there, boots and salutes.
Hey there, boots.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yeah, I most certainly will not be traveling to the United States, and I most certainly will not be buying anything made in the United States if I get it all helped.
Thanks for the input. Boots and salutes.
Yeah, good morning. A big salute to Joe Biden for pardoning Leonard Peltier. 50 years overdue. And Canada was part of that, extraditing Peltier back to the States to those bunch of bandits. So I'm glad Leonard's out of jail now, and good luck. Thanks a lot. Bye.
There you go, 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Donald Trump's massive inauguration yesterday. What do you think about Donald Trump being the president of the United States? The tariffs were not necessarily on the topic of mind with his inauguration speech. However, he has hinted at potential 25% tariffs on Canadian imports starting on February the 1st. You think that's going to happen? What's that situation looking like for Canada in the next few months here? Hey, boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Anybody who says they won't go over to the USA has never been there. It's probably the greatest place on earth, and they treat you wonderfully. They're just like you and I. And it's glad to see Trump's brought some common sense back to America.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, I got to say, I've always had a great experience when I've went down to the United States. Been a few places down to Disneyland. I went to Pittsburgh with my dad for a big sports adventure out there. And Minnesota, I've had great times down in the United States every chance I've gotten to go down there. Hey, boots and salutes.
Hey, good morning. Big salute to the Saskatoon City Police for catching that guy breaking into mailboxes at 2:30 in the morning. Jeez, you're 56 years old. Grow up.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Big salute to those homeless guys that go under the bridge. They got to sleep somewhere. I think we should build a building that looks like a bridge, and they'd all move in and underneath there. It's a problem solved. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Salute to Leonard Peltier's release.
How about the University Bridge still remaining closed this morning to traffic? As they figure maybe, just maybe, it'll be reopened once again tomorrow. They had to do some temporary sewage, as with the pipe that melted, sewage was leaking into the South Saskatchewan River. Maybe that's impacted your travel plans here this morning in the city. Boots and salutes. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I like to salute United States of America for having a criminal run their country. You and I can't do that. Have a good day.
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I would like to salute the Shelbrook hockey teams on their beautiful weekend they had last weekend, and the Edmonton Oilers, all the farmers, and everybody else who works outside, and that's it.
Right on. Thanks for the call. Hey, boots and salutes.
Hi, I'd like to boot the city council for not checking the bridge for the homeless people. If they'd have checked it, we wouldn't have had the fire. We wouldn't have had the expense that's going with it. Where were they? Check it. They'd check the other encampments. It happened before. Check it. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, this fire under the bridge, that just proves that a lot of these homeless people do not want to be inside. They want to live on the streets.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, that guy should know that Canada is being run by a criminal. Justin Trudeau has broken several ethnic violations. He's a criminal just like Trump.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Do you think Trudeau's going to pardon all our criminals, too?
Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute Donald Trump for two things. First, deporting the illegal immigrants and criminals. And second, men and women's bathrooms. Thank you.
Hey, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I think the states will be safer to travel. But now Biden has brought in all the immigrants that are causing problems. Trump will get rid of them.
306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. We can pivot over to the Riders signing Andrew Harris. Yeah, the CFL's, I would say one of the best running backs of all time, if not the best running back of all time. Of course, you could put George Reed in that list. Maybe he's the number one, but Andrew Harris certainly has a whole bunch of yards, and he is now the running backs coach for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. What do you think of the Riders signing him in that role? And tight finances, top of mind for a lot of us in Saskatchewan, at least according to a poll. Are you feeling the pinch now that the holidays are over? 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Donald Trump. He won't be putting tariffs on Canada, and he won't be dealing with Team Trudeau because they have no power. He stepped down. He should be out of there. Trump's going to wait until he gets to deal with a businessman like Pierre Poilievre. Have a lovely day.
And boots and salutes. You can be our last caller today.
Well, I want to boot Scott Moe, too. There's no way he shouldn't have been down there with Daniel Smith. I mean, joining up with this Team Trudeau is just totally stupid.
All right, well, that will do it for boots and salutes. After 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to go